Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons. Another episode joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
That's me. How's your day?
What episode is this? 537 episodes. Have we missed any?
I mean, even if we did, I think we've thrown something in there
to add it up.
Yeah.
So twice a week, 104 a year, 500. 5 years. So we're at 5 years straight doing this. Guys, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to us. In fact, maybe nobody's listening to us. I don't know. I don't know. We're just talking to ourselves to hear ourselves talk. Anyways, great episode for you guys today. What we're going to talk about is plaguing gym owners all over the world. In fact, business owners in general.
Yep.
And that is the guilt you feel when you are supposed to be disconnected to your business. And when I say supposed to, quote unquote, disconnected, where you're out with friends or family or on vacation or away from the, supposed to be unplugged, but you feel the urge to check an email. You feel the urge to pop open the computer or jump on a call and talk to somebody back at the gym. And the guilt that's self-inflicted most often imposed to you, and whether or not you should feel that or not.
Sure. Yeah.
And so what I say supposed to feel or supposed to be disconnected, that's only what other people tell you. Society says you should have a work and life split. Work, you should leave at work, and when it's family time, you need to be fully focused on family time. While I agree to that, about 2% of that, you don't want to ignore your kid who's trying to tap your, you know, on your knee, like, "Hey, Dad, let's go do this," and like, "Sorry, you're second best. I got to go focus on this." I'm not saying that that's what you want to do, but what I'm really trying to tell you is, should you really feel guilty about checking an email or checking in on your business when you're out with friends or family or supposed to be away from the office? And my answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
You've built something, right? And so the scenario goes like this. And I was just explaining this to Randy. I was just explaining this to you before the call. What if we were at dinner right now and there was a table full of gym owners? Let's just say there was 10 of them.
Yeah.
And somebody whips out their laptop and sits it on the counter or on the table and just starts going to town and starts working on something. I would guarantee nobody would flinch. That audience would be like, "Yo, cool, no worries." And they wouldn't skip a beat.
I get it.
But if you're at a table of friends and family that don't own businesses and they're not like, they're just clocking in and clocking out and doing whatever with their lives, and you do that there, most likely you're going to get some weird looks.
Yeah.
And it's the same goes for, well, two totally separate things, but I guess the point is this, is in the right audience, that's considered normal.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wrong audience, that's considered rude. And I guess it's up to you to make the decision whether or not you care to look rude. Because I don't care. If I need to get something done, I'm getting it done.
Yep.
And I don't care if I'm at a wedding, in church, sorry, God, you know, like I got shit to do. And, you know, I know a lot of people are like, "Well, that's insensitive. That's rude." Okay. Well, that's how I'm living my life. Right. Right. So I've created, my family is very fine with anything that I do. It's a work-life synergy.
There you go.
Yep. And we have this like income integrated life.
There you go.
Things that generate income is just integrated with the life. So if I'm at dinner, I got to take a call. I might get a look or something, but like, it's totally understandable because of the life that we've created. And I don't think a gym owner or a business owner in general should feel bad that you're doing what you love and you've created something that, hey, maybe needs my attention for right now. Because without that thing, you wouldn't have the opportunity to go to dinner in the first place. And I, you know, and a lot of times I think that's hard for families to understand, but my family, like we've been, it's been since day one, like this, what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't change that for the world ever. And so I don't know. I just want to bring that up because this was a conversation going on in the Iron Circle where the gym owners felt guilty about doing it. And I'm like, well, I'm not so sure that you should. I mean, you're deciding to feel guilty.
Yeah,
nobody's really putting the pressure on you. But he brought it up like, hey, there might be some over compulsion going on if I'm constantly looking at it when I'm supposed to be attention to this.
And that, you know, and that's kind of where I can understand his point of view when it came to like, you know, ultimately, right, the business created the freedom that allowed him to be away from the business, but yet now he's pulled back in. The way he contextualized it, though, it's his choice. Like, you know, he's feeling guilty. He's feeling drawn back to the business. Like, there's pros and cons to both sides of it. Mm-hmm. He's allowing those cons to kind of have the bigger voice in that situation, you know? like anything else, a conversation with the fam could put all of that to bed.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? I think a lot of it's like he might just be living with that. It could just be an assumed problem as opposed to actually like bugging, you know, like maybe the wife gets it. Maybe the kids are like, oh, no, dad, you know, that's just dad every once in a while. He's just got to keep the lights on type of thing, you know? I think ultimately, I mean, obviously, if it comes, it could be a problem if that's just all you are, all you do, right? If you, like you said, you know, you're ignoring the kid tapping you on the knee, trying to get your attention. Like if you can't break away at all and provide that opportunity for yourself as well, but then again, the business didn't give you freedom, right? Like now you've got a different problem. Like maybe it's the fact that you don't have a team or leadership that can handle the question in your absence, or you haven't put the systems in place to follow up with the lead when you're not at the desk, but you can fix all of those problems.
Yeah.
And obviously with the amount of time we spend together, pull the cell phone out, respond to the text or the email. Yeah. Like it's not like it's taking away from everything that we're doing or
that's
those moments,
kicker, right?
You know,
that's the kicker.
It's just, it happens and you address it and you move on. You go right back to the fam and you know, then you're fully engaged without it sitting here like, hey, this is festering. Go check the email, respond, and now move on.
Yep. And move on.
Yeah.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. So we've talked about this topic a lot of times, but I want to make 2 points here real quick. So I was at a family reunion and we were talking about people's jobs and businesses and stuff. And one of my cousins I was telling her about like how I enjoy being here and being able to continue to run the businesses from afar and all this stuff. And her goal in life was to be able to unplug on Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, good for, like, that's the reason she will never be an owner of an operation.
Yep.
And she doesn't want to be.
Correct.
Okay. So if you want to be able to unplug, then you go work for somebody else.
Exactly.
That's it. Cause you know, that's just the way that is. Anyways, I forgot the second point, but that's a huge point to this is like, if you wanted to be able to unplug one, fix the systems. That's, you know, we've been able to do that, but like, then go work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the employee life versus the owner life. That's just what it is.
Yeah. I mean, even I've talked to a ton of business owners, gym owners that would 100% rather be a successful trainer in somebody else's business than the business owner in their own. And it's because, you know, like their desires are to be able to leave it at work or their desires are, or their passion is the modification of the workout for those clients. So the client result is like really where they want to spend all their time. They could care less about the P&Ls.
Yeah.
They could care less about, you know, the marketing that keeps people coming. No, they don't want to focus on any of that. Cool. Go be a phenomenal trainer. You can be an independent trainer. Make your own, you know what I mean? Even in that. But
Or like we said, hire a COO.
Or have somebody else run your business while you're, that, again, though, I mean, those are systems or staff structures. It's those are the things you get to play with when you're in that owner role. Like, it's building that with intention, right? Like, what is the lifestyle I want? What is the money that I need to make in order to live that lifestyle? How do I retro the business to fit that?
Yeah.
And I think most people are just kind of stuck in the seat.
Well, the other point I was going to make, you're right. They're stuck in the seat and they can't break free.
Yeah.
The other thing is the thing that I've realized when I heard Russell say this a long time ago is it made total sense to me about momentum.
Oh yeah.
You
know,
that's the other thing we've talked about. Entrepreneurs, you listening to this episode, are not unhappy with having to work. You're unhappy when momentum slows.
Or the lack of the result.
Yep. So when I would argue this fact right here. If things are going well in your business, you've got a lot of new goals coming up, you're working on a lot of project and momentum is high. Sales calls are coming in, or let's just say clients are coming in, people are upgrading, sales are happening, and you've got, you know, some big goals you're approaching, and the momentum's high, you as the owner are very much more willing to go and work all night, 24/7 in your business, on your business, on the weekends, at family vacations. You're super excited because that's high momentum. Counter to that, if things are in the doldrums and things are going slow, you're unhappy, mm-hmm. right? You're sad, right? It's not the work that makes you sad. It's the momentum or the lack of momentum that makes you sad. So the fix for this is, hey, you're going to go and have a family vacation and you want to not focus on work. You decided.
Sure.
Or maybe you got a little whisper in your ear like, hey, you know, I need you to be focused this weekend or whatever. What you do is you create something that will create momentum through that vacation to where you're happy. You don't feel like you feel okay leaving work, because the key here is you feel that momentum slows when you stop working. Mm-hmm. So if you create, for example, a marketing campaign, this is the easiest one, automate a marketing campaign that goes through Thanksgiving called the Black Friday campaign, and you're sitting at Thanksgiving dinner and you're watching your phone just blow up with new sales because you put the system in 30 days prior that carries the momentum through the whole weekend. I guarantee some of the owners that are doing our Black Friday have the best Thanksgivings they've ever had in their life because they're happy, momentum's high, they're not thinking about work. Work is happening for them and momentum is crazy, and therefore they can sit back, relax, enjoy the moment. And I would tell you that's probably the first time for a lot of those gym owners that they've been able to just unplug. Be present because the momentum is high and it's happening because you put something in place 30 days prior that carries you through that vacation.
I think that you can even expand on that and that be kind of the, like that should be the goal almost annually, you know, like if you can keep, because again, a lot of it comes back to the systems that you have in play. A lot of it comes back to like what you're doing in the business that leads to the momentum, that leads to the result you're looking for, that keeps that growth taking place. If you have systems in place and you have mm-hmm. consistent growth, you can go, you can take a long weekend. You can take, I mean, hell, the gym owners that we help with literally could most of them are probably in a position where if they did leave their cell phone for a week, they come back, the business is still operational, still going, mm-hmm. right? Money's still coming in. Hopefully it's grown or, you know, it's maybe you've got one or two more clients than when you left, but it shouldn't just all fall down when you step away. And I think that might be the even bigger overarching problem with gym owners not being able to be present or not feel guilt when they are trying to unplug, if you may, is the fact that they're not confident that the business is, that they've got the people in place. They've got the systems in place. Like they've built a business that's still dependent upon their input.
Yep.
And until they can create a true asset that runs without them having to be in the delivery, mm-hmm. I don't think that freedom's ever going to be a real thing.
That's the cash flow quadrant, man. There you go. In a nutshell, right?
Yeah.
You own a job, and that's not what you signed up for. You had some great vision of opening the doors and having the ribbon cutting ceremony that would create the freedom for you in your life. And unless you purposely build it that way, you're going to consistently do all the things. You as the owner of the alpha, you're the go-getter, the A-type personality, you're just going to get it done. But by doing that, you end up locking yourself, chaining yourself to that business to where if you do leave, it falls apart, or you have to be the guy that answers the phone, or you have to be the guy that's there, or girl, obviously, you know, and that's a decision. You chose to do that by lack of planning or lack of vision or whatever it is. All this can be fixed with some proper planning, systems, as unsexy as a system is. The sexiness comes once they're in place and they're operational.
Well, so much of it. I mean, Mike McAllitz's statement when he met us in Orlando, like that resonates with me and our gym, the gyms we work with, more than anything else. And the second you became a business owner, your job is job creation, mm-hmm. not fulfillment. And if you as the gym owner still look at if you go through your day or your week or your month and it comes out of your mouth and you use the saying, you know, well, nobody does it as good as I do. Or you have that belief, nobody's ever going to do it as good as you. And you're always going to be the guy that's doing it. Because until you give somebody else the authority, train them up, give them the ability to go fail, it's always going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing about systems is once you build it, you put the people in place, the system, the staff carry the brunt of that work. Your job becomes, you know, the stuff that rolls uphill that couldn't be solved below.
And the key to the whole thing working is allowing your team to make decisions. Mm-hmm. If every decision has to go through you, then you'll never get out. Even if you got the staff in place, the job descriptions, they're doing the things. If the decisions still need to go through you, you're still one text away. And the most important role of the operator to get out of that is that fitness director. That's mm-hmm. the insurance between you and the training floor, you and the problems, you and the cancellations in the gym, you and the work that needs to be done is a director. Call it a GM, call it a fitness director, whatever you want to call that role. But that role is the key to getting out.
Even if, let's say things are good and that you have that person, you know, you have that fitness director in there, their responsibility should be the growth that you as the vision of the business implements, right? Like, hey, I want to go do this next quarter. These are our goals. This is our monetary, what it is, number of members, new revenue, whatever it may be. You as the owner shouldn't be the guy that's turning around and having to go fulfill all on, on that, right? Like you should be able to work with your fitness director. They understand the task at hand. They're the ones pulling the levers, setting up the marketing campaign, doing the onboardings, doing the consultation. Like at the end of the day, that's the hierarchy and the dynamic that it should, you should be setting up in your business. The problem is, most gym owners, I think, all first and foremost, they just got to get out of their own way.
Yeah.
You know,
allow people to make decisions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, in I'm sure, and you can attest to it, there's got to be that sense of like that aha moment when that starts to take place and that becomes the norm, instead of just, it's always on me. It's always on me. It's always on me. It's really nice when somebody else makes the decision. And you
tell me about it, man. That's the best feeling in the world. It's first. The second best feeling is when you make a sale without you.
Yeah.
The decisions are first, but the sale without you being involved, especially if you've been the one that does all the calls and or the sales consultations. Yeah. When that happens without you, like, dude, finally, right? Finally, it's just not income producing is happening without you. Mm-hmm. That's the key to the whole thing. So listen, guys, that should hit home for a lot of you. And hopefully this maybe gets your wheels turning. If you guys need help with this, it's what we do. We help gym owners win through our coaching programs and other things that we offer. If you need help, there's a link somewhere in the show notes. Jump on a call. Really have no excuse at this point. It's either you're going to buy time and get to the front of the line and get to your results faster, or you're just going to continue to slog through the mud and eventually get there one day, hopefully. But proven methods and tactics and strategies are what we do best. And if you need help, book a call. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. I'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.